Do you have any, like, if you had to choose, like, one spot or one monastery, maybe in Thailand, that you can always go back to, you had, like, the best moments or experience while in Thailand? Do you have one in mind on for you, on the top of your head?
Dao
Dao.
Dao. Man, I got a real special place in my heart for Dao Dao. I mean, it's, have you been?
I've been there.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean.
Okay. Local personal cootie there too, don't they? On top of the hill.
Right, but very top, very top. When I used to be able to get up there. The last time I was there, there was a cootie down below by the kitchen, and I'm relegated to that. But even that is really, it's still very quiet. And I mean, it's just as the nature is, I love the wild. But that, it is a place that is really, of course, it holds many memories for me. And I have an affinity for that area. I was drawn there. But I've also, it's been conducive to, for me, I've done several retreats there. It was also at Dao Dao that I was on an extended period of retreat. It would probably be, that'd be 1994, and that, which is when it was before I came to Chitters. I did a year's retreat in Chitters Forest. I did a period of retreat at Dao Dao and getting things stabilized to receive Sangha in the future. And it was then, it was just very peaceful, very still, very clear. And then I had this intuition, insight, vision that was the end of my time in Thailand, that I would be leaving Thailand. And I remember the first sort of feeling was, no. It was really, I'm very strong. Again, I feel very comfortable in Thailand. But I also was sort of, to a certain degree, recognizing that there was some, I was wanting to do something where I could really maybe give a lot more solid monastic training for people, and having a place in the West would give me the opportunity a bit more. Because also, as I'd lived in Thailand for over 20 years by then, and so I'm not that old, and I'm this well known already. I've got this many responsibilities expected of me. This is not going to get better. I need to figure out an option. So that's where I ended up. I didn't know where I was going to end up, and that was that kind of insight. Then I had an insight. I was walking down, from where you are. In the old days, with the trail to the sala, the outside sala, that wasn't there yet. It was actually done when I was, during that period of time, was in retreat, because I organized the sala and the three kutis to be built. But you used to come down the face of that hill, which was very steep. And so walking down there, and I had the kind of image, vision in my mind come through. It wasn't what I was seeing. It was something else. And I'm going to be. And then, so then it was. And I didn't know what to make of it. Not all that into it. And just sort of let it sit for a long time. And then sort of thinking it did wrong. Then it seemed, after being in retreat here for some time, and as Ajahn Karunipo came back first, you spent the winter in California. You did.
Oh, yes, Nevada.
You were in Nevada.
A long time ago.
Ajahn Amaro was there. So then Ajahn Amaro came back a little bit after that.
Yes.
And then after hearing from you, and I've met many of the people involved in, they were sort of part of the Sangapala, really good people, because I grew up in Canada, so I was very suspicious of Americans. not that comfortable. But then there's all these good people just kept showing up. And then Ajahn Amaro came back and said, you know, there's a lot of sincere interest. But the Sangha wasn't really keen to give their approval because they felt it needed more monastic involvement, more like actually have a Sangha there just beginning because America is such a big thing to deal with. And so then I asked Ajahn Amaro if he was interested in having me help out. So that began another chapter. But it was, and then when I did get to Abayagiri and walking the land, got to the place where the ordination platform is now, that area there, and it looks out across the end. So, well, that's what I saw in Dada. So I was saying, okay, I'm in the right place.
We knew that.
Yeah, and Ajahn Kundama was one of the people who sort of these Americans who kept showing up. Because it was 1989, you did the first time I went back to Canada. I was away from Canada for 16 years before I went home for my first visit. And when I went there to visit family, I flew Thai International, and in those days they flew into Seattle. And then there was a group that was associated with this Theravada Buddhism forest tradition interested to help out in some way or be involved in some way. So they set up some talks for me to give and a weekend retreat. Jim Krundamo, young Tom Mario is there.
We still have, I don't know, I think it's, as you said, in the top kuti, we have your chair still in there.
Oh, wow.
That's
very sweet.